Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. On today's show, this medical specialty has been around for decades, yet you've probably never heard of it. But it's one of the fastest growing fields as more and more aging adults facing chronic pain opt not for surgery, but physiatry, a non-invasive form of treatment. We'll talk to a physiatrist and learn how physical medicine and rehabilitation can help many patients regain lost ground.
But first, the fruits we buy in the supermarket today often bear little resemblance to their original counterparts found in the wild. Can you imagine a banana with large, woody seeds? As we cultivated fruits for greater sweetness and shelf life, we unwittingly sacrificed their nutritional value. But there is a way to get the health benefits of fruits as nature intended, by choosing the right varieties and storing them in just the right way.
Joe Robinson is a health writer and food researcher who has spent years reviewing scientific literature and food history to determine how to regain the lost nutrients in fruits and vegetables. She's the author of Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Health. She joins us today to offer advice on how to select and prepare fruits to enhance their nutritional value. Welcome to Take Care, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Why don't you give us an overview about eating healthy fruits? Because we have a lot of opportunity at a farmer's market or in the supermarket. There's more and more varieties of all the different fruits. But if we want to be informed consumers and eat for our health as well as our enjoyment, what is your overall advice to us?
You need to be a picky shopper. You know, if you pick one kind of apple over another, you might get three times more antioxidant protection. If you choose black cherries instead of light red cherries, again, you're getting more health benefits. So you need to be armed with information when you shop. There's a great difference between fruits that you need to know in order to come home with the most goodies.
In your book, Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Health, you do point out, you do this with vegetables, and you're going to talk about it with fruits today. But you do mention that these fruits are bred because we want them to be sweeter, tastier, and we gain the sugar, but we lose the taste. The thing that I found most fascinating in your book is that you call it the Cavendish banana. We just call it bananas. But the original banana, it was you couldn't peel it, and it has very large, hard seeds. And so all the bananas we eat now are sterile. They can't reproduce from those seeds. This sort of tampering going on with nearly all the fruits we eat?
Well, bananas are a good example because we didn't. Hunter-gatherers, people who lived before there were gardens, didn't eat those bananas because they were too starchy and the seeds were so large they made necklaces out of them. So we didn't just make mistakes. We made food more edible, easier to prepare, so we did some good things. What we didn't know is that unwittingly we were also throwing away nutrients that we now know are highly protective against our most deadly diseases, cancer and cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So our job now is to find those varieties that taste good. That's really important, that we really want to eat, but have retained some of those nutrients that we've lost along the way.
How important is it to buy organic when we're buying fruit? You know, organic items are usually a little pricier than store-bought that aren't organic. How important is that?
Some fruits, and apples are one of them. Apples are sprayed 15 times a year in some parts of the world, of our country, because they want to get rid of all these diseases. And so if we buy a non-organic apple, those pesticides are on the skin. And researchers have found that they're one of the worst ones in terms of giving us these unwanted chemicals. I recommend organic apples. Now, it's not so true of a fruit like, let's say, a cantaloupe that has that nice hard outside, which we don't eat. So it's less important that some fruits be organic. But ones that are heavily sprayed and that we eat the skin. Yes, buy organic.
Do you recommend washing fruits and vegetables that are not organic with a special soap? I know they market to people a spray that you can use to get rid of some of that pesticide residue.
You know, I've seen research showing that it's really not all that helpful.
Well, that's good because it's easier not to use it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That simply a good scrub and a rinse will do it.
Now, I'm curious also about sometimes you want to get fruits, but they may not be available to you year-round, depending on where you live. And a lot of times people will resort to frozen. For a very long time, I thought, ugh, frozen, that's so inferior. But you say no. Actually, it's pretty good for you.
Yeah, it really depends on the fruit. But a good example is berries. They're one of the most important foods to add to our diet. And I think we're eating about 2 tablespoons a week on average. So I highly recommend more berries. They're highly perishable. So the only way you're going to get them year-round is to get them frozen. The freezing does not get rid of all the health benefits. So frozen berries, I think, should be a mainstay in people's diet.
You were saying if we want to freeze our own berries, one way to do it is to put them on a cookie sheet when they're dry and dust them with sugar and put them in the freezer. What does that do besides make them sweet?
Yeah, it protects the antioxidants in the berries, so we actually get more health benefits if you just do a light dusting of sugar.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
We're talking to Jo Robinson. She's the author of the bestseller, Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Health. Terrific information in the book. And why don't we just go down the line and see if we can get your thoughts and tips on fruits that we would like to eat. You mentioned apples a little while ago. Which are the most nutritious apples that we can buy?
Right. In the supermarket, I recommend Braeburn apples, Cortland, Fuji, Gala, Granny Smith, Honeycrisp, Liberty, and Red Delicious. So that list is important.
And eating the skin, making sure to eat the skin.
Absolutely eat the skin. Sometimes the skin will have as many nutrients as what's left, just as also true of some vegetables. Scrub it, rinse it, and eat that skin.
What about grapes? They're so high in sugar, yet we hear some good things about red grapes. You talk about Concord grapes in your book.
Right. I have a demonstration garden where I grow some of the most nutritious fruits and vegetables, and I'm growing Concord grapes. Health studies have shown that these grapes can lower blood pressure, and they can even, people who have early signs of dementia in the early stages, if they eat these Concord grapes or if they drink Concord grape juice, they not only slowed down that rate of decline. In one study, people actually improved their memory and cognition simply from drinking Concord grape juice.
How about melons? Do they have value for us?
You know, melons are one of our most popular fruits, melons and bananas. And melons are very low on the antioxidant checklist. And they're very sweet. Now, I'm not saying don't eat them. You know, they can be really, crisp and sweet and refreshing in the summer. But I wouldn't count them as one of your 5 to 7 fruits a day. Fruits and vegetables.
For some reason, I thought very recently they were saying watermelon turned out to be healthier than previously thought because it had that deep red color.
This is a good example of the fact that you can't categorize things and, in broad strokes and have everything be true. Watermelon indeed has lycopene in it, which is linked with the lower risk of heart disease. It even has more lycopene per bite than tomatoes. So of all of the melons, the one that really I recommend is watermelon, in particular ones that with really dark flesh. They have the most benefits for you of all.
I think you mentioned that with watermelon, and I'm assuming it's, if it's still whole and not cut, that we should keep it out of the refrigerator, and it actually continues multiplying the nutrients inside.
Yeah, it's really interesting and complicated, because some fruits, and it's true for actually berries, and it's true for watermelon, they get better for you if you leave them outside the refrigerator for a couple of days. Others you want to put immediately in the refrigerator. And, you know, you really need this guide about what to do with each one. If your watermelon gets more and more lycopene as the days go by.
So you mentioned that berries are best out of the refrigerator, which means 24 to 48 hours, and you need to consume them. So,
right.
Okay, so now I want to jump back to the frozen berry thing, because you mentioned that that's a good thing. In your book, you say not to let those berries, those frozen berries, defrost on the counter. You say to microwave them. Why do that? That seems so counterintuitive.
Yeah, I know, and also when I mention this fact in talks, I just feel like people want to throw bricks at me because everyone thinks that the microwave, you know, can destroys nutrients. That's a very common assumption. But in terms of berries, you want to thaw them as rapidly as you can because they have an enzyme that's going to be destroying the antioxidants the longer it takes to thaw. In the microwave, berries thaw in just a matter of 1 or 2, 3 minutes, and they, as a result, have twice as many health benefits as those you even thaw in the refrigerator or on the counter, because that thawing process is going on too long, and antioxidants are being lost every hour.
All right. You have done so much research in this field, and the book is just chock full with all these small details. What are some other little known facts that you discovered about particular fruits that you thought light bulb went on in your head? I didn't know that, and it stayed with you.
Yeah, I was surprised that, oranges in general are good for you, and the color of the flesh is an indicator of how good it is. So, sometimes early in the season, you'll slice open an orange and it's almost pale yellow color. It has not much to offer you. But if you wait later in the season, oranges will have this orange, deep orange flesh, and that's when you get the most benefits. I was also surprised to learn that almost all of the other types of oranges, tangelos and mandarins and honeybells, all of these other kinds, and especially what's called blood oranges that are purple flesh, they're even better for you than those big navel oranges. So I've just really started to explore them and found many that I really love. The blood orange is my very favorite.
You also mentioned, this was fascinating to me, that there is as much value in the peel as in great citrus zest, and put that in many things because that there are properties in that as well.
Right. In almost all fruits and vegetables, the skins are the best. I mean, you wouldn't eat the skin of an orange, but as you say, you can just grate it or make zest from it. And you're just enriching the value of whatever you eat, and you get that really nice citrus tang.
Well, this and many other details about how to choose and store fruits for optimum nutritional value are in the book Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Health. Jo Robinson is a health writer who wrote the book. Thank you so much for your time.
I enjoyed sharing the information and the conversation with you. Thank you so much.